Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. We're studying the book of 1 Corinthians, and we're in chapter 3 right now, where Paul asks these two questions. What then is Apollos, and what is Paul? The answer that he gives is that Apollos and Paul are servants. This word servant is where we get our word for deacon. A deacon is a servant. But keep in mind that Paul is not necessarily speaking of the office of deacon in the church in this context, but rather the attitude, the status, and the work of a ministry leader. There's another word that Paul uses for servant, which is the word doulos, and it can mean slave. In fact, he called himself a slave to Christ. But here, Paul uses this particular word for deacon or servant. And this word was often used to refer to a person who was a courier, someone who delivered a message or an item at the request and in the place of a superior, or maybe someone who waited on tables, was delivering food and cleaning dishes in between the kitchen and the table. That is how Paul is describing his place and Apollos' place in the life of the Corinthian church. They were servants of God in the church. They were busboys. And churches are not built around busboys, but God's church is built through the willing obedience of busboys. As you pray today, please remember Larry Wood and his family, our missionaries to the Ukraine. And also remember the German LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Germany and Romania.